Sometimes when I sit down to meditate, I say quietly the word here, H-E-R-E. Here. And then I'm take a few moments to be open, to recognize what is here. What arises in awareness. I particularly like to say here when my mind is thinking a lot. And then saying here, I open to here's a mind that's thinking. This is what it feels like to have a mind that's thinking. Not making a problem out of thinking, but rather as something to know, be aware of, just as it is here. Sometimes saying here allows me to notice the momentum to be someplace else. The ways in which there's energy or interest or to leaning into the future, staying in the past, wanting to do something. Make something happen. Avoid something. Have something go away. Staying here, and then, oh, this is what it's like to want things to be different. This is what it's like to have momentum away from here. This is what it's like to think that this is not okay. And then here, with the breathing, the simple movements of the body, I breathe. And when I'm saying here with breathing, I notice whether the breathing is comfortable or uncomfortable. And whether I'm wanting it to be different. And I might say here. Here is a mind that wants it to be different. And then perhaps relaxing on the exhale. Sometimes into a retreat, it's possible to relax micro muscles. On the exhale, relaxing the face. Softening around the eyes. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. Maybe the area of the shoulder blades. Perhaps softening the chest. Perhaps releasing the belly. Letting the belly be soft and the weight of the belly. Letting it yield to the gentle pull of gravity. Letting the whole weight of your body settle in to the place that you're sitting, where your cushion, your chair, your mat receives the weight. And on the exhale, maybe also relaxing, releasing the energy, pressure to think, the thinking mind, becoming a bit calmer. here. Keeping it simple and noticing how you don't. Noticing wanting. Or perhaps trying to do something. Trying to change. Are you trying to see something, discover something, or are you just simply trying to be with the obvious, with what is? Are you involved with your thinking? Or are you aware that you're thinking? Here, a mind that's thinking. Are you involved in your reactivity to anything? Or are you simply aware of reactivity, judgments, preferences? And as you're sitting here, what sense of stillness might there be? Maybe stillness of body. Stillness around you. Stillness of mind. And might there be some stillness of awareness, where awareness doesn't move, but the awareness is available to know, to be present. Noticing when the mind is still, and noticing when the mind moves. When attention is still and receptive and open, when awareness leans forward, pulls back. Perhaps nothing needs to be a problem. It's just something to be here with, here. Sometimes we're aware of the first aggregate as sensations appear. And there's the knowing of the sensations. Sensations appearing and disappearing. Appearing and persisting for a while, at some point disappearing. Sensations, perceiving the sensations, knowing the sensations. And sometimes there's attachment in the middle of that. Wanting, not wanting. An extra effort that's tight or contracted. That somehow can be, feel like a clinging or a grasping or a pushing. Sometimes there are sensations, knowing the sensations, and nothing extra, no clinging. And when there is clinging of some type or other, here, knowing this, maybe without making it a problem, just knowing. Sometimes we're aware of the second aggregate. Feeling, sensations, feelings of pleasant and unpleasant. And there's the knowing. This is pleasant, this is unpleasant, or neither. Sometimes there's feelings. The knowing of it, and also the knowing of clinging, wanting, reacting. Leaning in, pulling away. There can be clinging and the knowing of it. Sometimes we notice a third aggregate. A concept of what's happening. Some recognition. Some simple idea or label for what's going on. And there's the knowing of recognition, the knowing of identifying what it is with a concept. Sometimes there's a recognition, the knowing of it, and the knowing of attachment or clinging in relationship to it. Sometimes we're aware of the fourth aggregate. It can be different ways, but for now, maybe it's thinking, stories, commentary, rememberings, and plannings. There can be knowing, thinking. And sometimes there's thinking, knowing that we're thinking. And then some attachment to thinking, in relationship to thinking. Some involvement And sometimes there's thinking, knowing there's thinking, and no attachment, no clinging, no involvement. And sometimes there's knowing, and knowing that we know, knowing we're aware, and sometimes there's some desire or aversion, some attachment to knowing. Some extra involvement, engagement, reactivity. And sometimes there's knowing. With no leaning into it, no attachment or clinging. There can be knowing of our experience without attachment, without activating self-involvement. Where the self is involved, activated, there can be knowing without attachment, knowing without a knower. Perceiving without a perceiver. Where the knower and the perceiver is a kind of pressure or gathering of energy or a kind of subtle attachment, holding on. And if there is attachment and clinging or selfing, maybe just knowing that here with this too.